this year, in the memory of Agon Rabbi Avadi Yosef Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose yahrzeit is today, Gimel Cheshvan, says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, and you learn the Sfarim of the Bala yahrzeit, he's Melitz Tov Ba'atcha, so he should be a Melitz Yosher for all of us. We should have Bracha and Hatzlacha in Chelek Yerodeya, Simit HaZayin, in the seventh volume of the Abiya Omer. He was asked by a Talmud Chacham who goes to visit his parents that they like to serve him tea or fruit. Is it mutter for this Talmud Chacham to accept service from his parents? Amazing Shaila. You allowed to let your parents serve you? Why not? What's the problem? They're here to serve us, right? No, we're here to serve them. So we have a Shaila here. You allowed to accept your parents' service? They want to bring you food. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis. It says, Amar le Rabbi Yaakov Rabba Abai. Yaakov Rabba Abba said to Abai the following. When I come back from the Beis Medrash, my parents want to give me to drink. What should I do? So he said, and Rabbi answered him that from your mother you should accept what she gives you, and from your father you shouldn't. Since your father's a Ben Torah, he's going to have Chalisha Sadas, he's going to feel badly that you accepted this service from him, even though he wants to serve you. He says he wants to, but deep down he's going to feel badly, so don't do accept from your father. The Ran says that if the father was makbid very much, then you should be makabel from him, as the Yerushalmi tells us that the mother of Rabbi Yishmael went to complain to his Rabbeim, and she said that, give Musar to my son Yishmael, scream at him, because he's not makabed me. And the rabbis were very disturbed, and they said to her, what do you mean? And she said that when he comes home from the Beis Medrash, I ask him to wash his feet, and I'll drink this water. And he doesn't let me. So the Chum said, no. Ho'el v'hu ritzano hu chavoda. Since this is her honor, this is her will, this is her honor, you have to be mechabit her will. Ritzano hu chavoda. Her will is her honor. So he should let her drink this water, this murky water of his, from his feet. And says the Ran, you can learn also from the father as well, that if the parents are insistent, says the Ran, you can receive their service. We see this in the Gemara about a mother, and it applies to a father as well. And apparently the Ran holds that Rabbi Shmuel's mother was very, very insistent, and he thought it was a zilzal, and the rabbi said, no, ritzono zeh kvoda. And therefore, if your father is maftzir, makbid harbe, even if he's a ben Torah, ritzono hu kvoda, and you should be makabel the kav of the Beis Yosef. And Sof Simon Reish Mem brings this Yerushalmi, and he says that Rabbi Reini Yeruchim says that you can, this applies to both a mother and a father, but I think you should be mechalik between whether or not the father is a ben Torah, like we see in the Gemara Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Because if he's a ben Torah, he's going to have chalisha sadas. However, that is not the mashmos of the Ran. It's muchach in the Ran that even if the father is a ben Torah, if he's makbid harbe, you should be makabel from the father. Why should you be makabel from the father? Because he's makbid harbe. Just like when the mother was makbid harbe, you were makabel from her, because the ritzono zeh kvoda, so to the father. Ritzono zeh kvoda, if he really wants to, then you have to let him. So it could be that the Maran is talking about when the parent isn't very makbid, when should you not be makabel from the father? When he's not makbid harbe. But when he's makbid harbe, you should. And therefore he's machalik between whether he's a ben Torah or not, that if he's a ben Torah and he's not makbid harbe, don't be makabel. And if he's not a ben Torah, you can be makabel. But it's dochak to say this, because the mother of Rabbi Shmuel was very makbid, and nevertheless, Maran is mechalek between whether or not the father is a ben Torah. So you see that even if makbid harbe, Maran holds that if the father is a ben Torah, you should not be mekabel this sherut. But the Ran holds not like that. That if the father, even if the father is a ben Torah, if he's makbid harbe, you should be mekabel the sherut, the service. Maran the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Sif Chaf Hei Paskins that if the father wants to serve the son, it's mutter to be mekabel, unless the father is a ben Torah and he wasn't mechalek like the Ran, whether or not the father was makbid harbe. However, in the Pri Chodesh and Lakuta Yaredeya and Simon Reish Mem Daf Nun Ches, he writes on the Ran that he could be doicha the Rai of the Ran, and where the father is a ben Torah, and if he's makbid harbe, you shouldn't be makabel. Why? Because lo sagid lo cholish daite avad, the father's da is going to have a chalishas hadas. However, Rav Avadia suggests that this is dafka when the father and the mother both brought him a separate kos. and they only need one, so don't take from your father and not your mother, because then the father is going to say, oh, he's mechabed his mother more than he's mechabed me. People are sensitive. You have to be very sensitive to their sensitivities. The father's going to feel bad. But if they brought one kos or one dvar machal, and they say, come on, take it, and they're going to be makbits, then he should be mekabel tov. That's not what the Prichoder says, but it definitely has a source in the Gemara and in the Ran that if the parent is very insistent, then you should be mekabel. In the Sefer HaMakna and Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, he writes that we say that if he's a mentor, he's going to have chalisha sadas. The reason is that even though we pass in Kedushin Lamed Beis, so from an Aleph that a father is mochal al kavoide kavoide mochal and a rav shemochal al kavoide kavoide mochal. Why? Because the Torah belongs to the rav. Daraisa dileyu. Nevertheless, you have to do a little bit of hiddur. Even if he's moichel, you have to do a little bit of hiddur, like we see later on, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. The Rabbi was giving out a drink at the chasen of his son, and he gave to Rav Papa and Rav Huna to Rav Yehoshua, and they stood before him. And he gave to Rav Pinchas and Rav Mari b'nei Rav Chisda, and they didn't, and he was makbid. Why? So you see that you have to do some sort of hiddur. He was makbid, and no hiddur was done. And according to this, if a father, a rav, or a makbid, if he's not makabel, the very fact that they're so insistent requires one to oblige, to give in and accept their service. That's the hiddur that you're giving them. They're mochel on their kavod, and this is what they really want. And you see this in the Gemara, that Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rav Yehoshua were mekabel from Rav, who was their Rebbe. It's Tzochak to say it was a chasana, and it's Derech HaNesu'in that the Ma'arech is mechabed the guest. No, in Pashtus you see that at the a Rebbe can be mechabed his students and give them to drink, and they just have to do hiddur ksas. But if he's mochel on his kavod is mochel, and the same would apply to a parent. If a parent is insistent, then you should be mechabel the kavod. The Meiri writes in Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, page Kuf Pei Beis, Dibra Maschil Kishem, that if the son sees that his kavod is very important in the eyes of his parents, and he should be mekabel when they want to serve him, makes them feel good. He writes in page Kuf Pei Bet Gimel. He brings the din in the Gemara that if the son's a Talmud Chacham and the father and the mother want to be Mishamishim, he should be Makabel from his mother and not be Makabel from his father, that since he's a Ben Torah, he has Chalishas Hadas. And then in Daf Kuf Pei Vav, he writes that a father or a Rebbe, even the Nasi, that are Mochel on their Kavod, their Kavod is Mochel. And even if they're Mochel on their Kavod, it has to do behidur or besirhuf, achi yasu atzmu kamakirin shalom and adinu. So you have to make sure that you realize that you make them aware that you know that this is shalom and adin. So there has to be some sort of hidur. So you see from the Meiri that if they're insistent, like you saw in the first Meiri that we quoted, that if they're insistent, if his honor is very, very important, then he should be makabel. Also make them feel that, you know, it's not. Not so rawy, but at the end of the day, he should be makabel the kavod, because this is what the parents want. And so says the Nimuka Yosef, Kedushin Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, like the Ran, and therefore the Iker Lahalacha is not like the Pri Chadash, who is Docha the Ran, that even if the father is very makbid, you shouldn't be makabel. No, you should be makabel, Ritzono Zeu Kavodo. Sefer Chassidim writes that even though a son's not supposed to wake his father up, like with Dami Benassin, if he's going to earn a lot of money, nevertheless, if the son knows that the father's going to have tsar, that he wasn't woken up, Adarabba, he'll be happy that he was woken up because he wants the money. Who wouldn't want $10,000 or more than an hour of sleep, right? So Mamela, go ahead and wake him up. Or for a Dvar Mitzvah, for go to shul, it's okay to wake him up. So Lamaskana Chacham Avadia Paskins, that ain't lozes midivei Rav Maran shekibalnu hora osav, And what does Maran say? That if the father wants to serve the son, he's allowed to be makabel unless the father is a ben Torah. But then he says that if the father is very makbid, if he's not makabel, so mitzvah l'shmo b'kolo, shiratzono zeu kvodo, but he should be mevakish mechila. And that's only when the father initiates it and he goes to serve the son. But he shouldn't ask them, can you get me something to eat? Can you get me something to drink? Unless he's hungry or thirsty and he knows how happy they will be to do it for him. Then Beis Etzorach, he can do it. We have a Gemara in Kedushim, Mem Heomet Beis. Lo chatzif inish l'shvui l'aviv shliach. A person isn't so chutzpedik to make his father a shliach for him. So therefore it's very important to be careful about this, not to ask your parents to do anything for you, unless either you know they'll be extremely happy to do it, or they insist. But it's interesting that Pashtus in the Mechaber, if he's the father's a Ben Torah, you're not allowed to be a Mechabel under any circumstances. And it seems that Rav Avadi's not paskening this way, even though he usually goes with the Mechaber, even though it seems that he's understanding the Mechaber, to be saying that if the father, that if he's very insistent, then you should be Mechabel, but he never says anything of this sort. And also in the Beis Yosef, he writes that if the father is a Ben Torah, you can't be a Mechabel from him, and he's not Mechalik between whether he insists or not. But Lahalacha, Rav Avadia Paskin said, if he's insistent, then you should be a Mechabel from the father, even if the father's a Ben Torah, and you should ask for Mechila, and we should all be Zochah Mitzvah Shem to be Mechabit our parents properly, and we should be Zochah to have children or Mechabit us properly, and we should be Zochah Bekarv Mamish. The BS Gold Tzedek, Mimhei V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.